Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins and welcome back to another episode of the New Grad Radio Podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about an experience I had the other day of, for the very first time, responding as part of a rapid response team. So in today's episode, I'm going to be breaking down exactly what is a rapid response team, what they do, who makes up a part of the team, and what my role is as a member of an emergency nurse as part of this team. So different hospitals may have different ways in which they respond to medical emergencies within their hospital. Within the hospital that I'm working in at the moment, when a particular patient in a ward setting is not matching particular parameters anymore. So for example, if a ward nurse comes along, notices that their patient is febrile, 39 degrees, tympanic, they're breathing at 40 breaths per minute, and that they're hypotensive at 90 systolic, you can pretty much be safe to assume this patient's meeting our SIRS criteria and is going to need some rapid response as part of this deteriorating patient. So this ward nurse has recognised that this patient of theirs is deteriorating, that they're going to need some extra help. So in this particular hospital, they call a code, and the particular team within the hospital I'm working in that responds to it is called a rapid response team. So the team members that make up this rapid response team are going to be two ICU nurses, two ED nurses as part of, as also some medical team members as well, so some other doctors. So within these teams, they all come along and they come from their particular areas. So the ICU nurses will respond from ICU. Obviously, our ED nurses will come from their cubes in ED. And we all meet at the particular area that comes up within the code. So on the pager, we'll show you where exactly you need to respond to. So when you get to the patient, we all meet and formulate as a team. And then we all start to work in our particular roles to assess and to stabilize that patient. So for example, the intensive care nurses will come along. Within this hospital that I'm working in now, these ICU nurses are very senior, so they've all had many years of experience as ICU nurses. And their role within the team is to mainly look after anything to do with airway. So whether it comes to airway adjuncts or anything to do with ventilation, that's their baby. That's what they're really good at, especially as they deal with intubations and mechanical ventilation on a daily basis. When it comes to emergency nurses, our roles are mainly to do with bringing extra equipment. We are things to do with the use of defibrillation, as well as gaining IV access and use of medications. Whilst the doctors, they may also possibly be involved in gaining access. They may either go for some IV access or IO access, depending on how peripherally shut down the patient is. And they will predominantly be coordinating exactly what needs to be done and providing any advanced procedures that need to be done within these settings as well. So let's break down exactly what my job is. So the two team members in ED that respond, so two people will be given pagers, as well as there being a phone there as well. So the two nurses will respond together to these particular codes. As a team. So one person will be stuck with, such as myself, my job was to go and get the big trolley that we bring to these codes. So on this big trolley, it's literally a huge big trolley, and on top of it there's a defibrillator, so the same one that I was talking about last time on the last episode in the ALS scenarios. It's the exact same defibrillator. It also has oxygen bottles, it has suction canister. It has a whole host of those same medications I talked about in the last episode, as well as a whole host of different equipment as well. So gaining IV access for intubation, you name it, it's in there. So here we go. My job was to push this big thing across half the hospital to where our response was needing to be. And so at least one nurse has to be resuscitation qualified. So I have resus training and work in the resus area of emergency. So pretty much a more senior member. And also the second person is either of equivalent or has to at the very least have their ALS certification, which is where that came in for me the other day, which is awesome. So what I loved about it, so pretty much as we're pushing the trolley, it felt just like I was like a paramedic of the hospital. It's that same thing. The pager goes off. You get a destination of where you need to be. You and your partner are rocking up and you're pushing the trolley to where the response is going to be. And it felt awesome. It was so cool. And so in this particular instance, it was not a super major job at this time. At the time, it would have been a bit stressful. The patient had a syncopal episode they'd come to by the time we arrived. And because this was an event, it needed to warrant some further investigation. So because the patient was an outpatient, we took that patient back to the emergency department for where they'll be triaged and to be assessed a bit more formally as well. So that's what happened on that particular event. But when I was up and there, it was just whilst I didn't get super hands-on and getting in there and adding pads on the patient and getting IV access, I think it was just an invaluable experience to see exactly what happens during these codes. Whilst all I did really was push a big trolley along, it was great to see, number one, what happens during the code. So what doctors and who is really leading it? What do the ICU nurses do during this time? What doctor is coordinating it? There seem to be a ton of people around. It's a matter of clearing the people away that don't need to super be there, and just watching how it all unfolds. And I can only imagine that the more that I hold this pager and the more codes that I respond to, not only the more exposure to sick patients that I'm going to get, but it's also how to be that effective member of the team. So I found that to be awesome. So some considerations of holding this pager on a day-to-day basis, or being next to a person holding the pager, for example. So I've been next to people who hold the pager plenty of times now. And what happens is when it goes off, the emergency nurses will respond to any of these codes that occur on the ground or the first floor. If anything happens above that, so the second and third floor and above, another lot of nurses from a different area will respond to those ones. Whilst the ICU nurses will respond to all of them. So it just depends on which area and what time of day and stuff like that. But anything on the ground and first floor, day or night, an ED nurse, the group of ED nurses will go. But when you're next to it, so if you're holding it, for example, you are responding to that, which means now you're leaving your patients. For someone like myself who's been next to the person holding the pager plenty of times, it means that when they go away, you are now looking after six patients. And that can be a bit tough. And from someone like myself coming from the intensive care unit, who's very used to looking after one critically ill patient at all times, and two, when your buddy goes on to break, now all of a sudden I'm now looking after six patients at one time, which at the start was quite a bit. So I found that when I find that my buddy is holding the pager, the first thing I do is to obviously introduce myself and to talk about my patients, but I'm really wanting to understand who their patients are at any given time. So have you got any new patients in? Because literally at any time this nurse could be responding very quickly to one of these emergencies as part of this rapid response team. So at all times, as a buddy, I like to really be involved in what their patients are all about. So when they do go, I'm ready to step up and look after all six. So it's been pretty cool so far, because I guess you could say that my time management skills are getting so much better now than I'm next to these people as well. So anyway, I can't wait to keep responding as part of this rapid response team. I'll keep you guys updated throughout the year as to what's happening, and anything cool that comes up. Anyway, guys, hope you have an awesome day and I'll talk to you next time.